The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's that time, the Leaving Cert virtually over, and something else looms that causes parents a lot of stress, and that is the Leaving Cert holiday. This is something that's grown up in recent decades, and it is regarded as a rite of passage for most students. Now, the holiday intends to be stress-free for the students, whether that's in Albufeira or Magaluf or Mykonos. For parents, though, it can be quite the opposite. I'm joined by travel expert Sarah Slattery and by Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist, mother of seven, to talk about the worries and stresses and indeed the advice that is appropriate for those heading off for their maybe first-time solo holiday away from parental eyes. Good morning and welcome. We'll go to you, Jen, first of all. How many have you had going through this rite of passage?
This is number three. He finishes his Leaving Cert today and then later this week heads off on the Leaving Cert holiday. It is all the milestones at the one stage. And I don't think it actually makes it any easier, Pat, that the two have gone before. I mean, there is obviously comfort and reassurance in the fact that your other children went, enjoyed themselves and thankfully came to no harm. But every kid is so different. Every experience is so different. And you just worry because, as you just said there, it is for most students that very first time going away without any adult responsible for them. So maybe they went away on TY holidays. Maybe they went away on other experiences throughout secondary school in particular, but there'll always have been another adult typically responsible for them. So it's totally different this time.
I know you're a wonderful parent with lots of parenting experience, given seven, and I'm sure they tell you the truth all the time.
But all the time.
Did they come back with any tales of various scrapes that people got into? Because to have a whole group in some exotic place and for nothing to happen to anybody, however mild, is probably not so.
No, I think over the course, maybe not immediately you don't hear, but over the course of time passing, you hear of different experiences that happened when they were there, perhaps within friend groups and wider groups, of things like drinks perhaps being spiked and people kind of ending up in uncomfortable situations when they were out. And all of that kind of just fuels the fear of you going away, of them going away again further. Because, you know, these things happen. They're away. It's not really, you have those, a lot of the same worries when they're at home and they're going out. A lot of those same things exist. But when they're so far away from home, there is that kind of concern. There are, you know, passports, you're kind of all the sort of mad things you are in control of and you're in charge of when you're away. You're trying to remind them, you know, keep that safe, make sure you even basic things like sun cream, different stuff where people got badly burnt or something maybe unpleasant happened when they were out at night time. There were different situations that you tend to hear about a little bit later because obviously they don't want to reveal it at the time because they don't want anybody telling tales. And obviously they don't want to, that no one wants to hear, I told you so. Nobody wants to hear that, even though it's the last thing you'd say because you just want them safe.
Now, Jen, I know one shouldn't discriminate, but were the first two boys as well? Or I know the third one is a boy or any girls involved?
First one was a girl, and I know I'm a terrible, I hate sweeping generalizations, but you absolutely have different worries for girls and boys going abroad when they're on their own. My first was a girl, this is a boy, the second was a boy as well. And even though the exact same thing, they can be subject to the exact same things happening when they're away, but you have very different fears for them. Obviously, you're afraid, you worry about sexual attacks, you worry about drinks being spiked for girls, and yet the same thing can happen to boys, but you're more maybe perhaps a little bit more worried about brawls or doing something silly, you know, maybe being egged on a little bit more by mates. I suppose we're all perhaps guilty of falling into that trap of fearing certain things for the genders, but I don't know that it's that I have, it's that you have different worries. And I think it's not purely based on their gender. It's perhaps just purely based on that they're different. They're going to different locations. They're with different friends. Everything feels out of control. So definitely no reassurance. Yeah. But you do, there is maybe
I think,
a
by
slight
the way,
consolation in your eldest, just thinking, well, they're the eldest. I'm an eldest child. We tend to have more cop on. There's another nice generalisation.
That concern you have that for girls particularly, there might be the danger of drinks being spiked. You know, reading articles in the newspapers, that's what the girls themselves worry most about when they're going away, that they might inadvertently have their drink spiked.
And they are so conscious of it. That is the incredible, and it's a sad thing, but it is the incredible thing. They're already very aware of it. Like a lot of the conversations even I'm having with my teen as he's going this time, and my daughter when she went, and my other son when he was going, they were already aware of the things to be aware of. And they're aware of it from going out already here at home. They're very familiar with it, and they look out for each other. But it's again a case of trying to remind them to stick together, to stay with your friends, to keep an eye. If in doubt, throw it out with drinks. But as was the idea that maybe it won't be something in the drink, you know, it might be that kind of pinch, somebody being jabbed with something, that fear is there. It's just, you feel vulnerable, you feel helpless as a parent. It doesn't matter how much you trust your children. It's that worry, that fear that something could happen to the people most precious to you in the world.
Now, the problem is, we were talking to an A&E consultant here some time back, and he said the most common date rape, he doesn't come across Rohypnol very often, most common date rape drug in Ireland is alcohol. People get plastered and become vulnerable because of the alcohol. And it's so cheap in many of the places that the kids are going to that really, you know, €50 will go a hell of a long way in terms of alcohol consumption.
Absolutely. It's so cheap. It's so accessible. The measures are different. They're away on holidays. They're egging each other on. They're drinking at different times of the day as well. You know, you're not at home if they're going out with their pals. Obviously, cost is a huge thing, but that tends to be later in the evening. When they're away on holidays, there's that fear that they could start early, and that loss of, I suppose, awareness about perhaps how much they've consumed, the mixing of drinks, but there's a very much an idea, this is what your Leaving Cert holiday should be. You go away, you get locked, you have a load of crack and but the two are kind of interlinked, aren't they? It's that idea that you have too much to drink and you have the crack, and it's trying to remind them about being safe and trying to remind them, I suppose, of those differences around measures and everything like that.
Sarah, listening to us there, Sarah, you as a professional travel agent, I mean, the idea of going on a slightly curated trip, you know, where you have a travel agent looking after you rather than booking the Ryanair flight and trying to find your own accommodation, you would recommend the former?
I would, yeah, Pat, absolutely. There's lots of reasons, I suppose. It's always great for the students and for parents to have someone at the end of the phone if there's an issue, either before they go or when they're there. For the kids, they can pay off in instalments, and they're getting expert advice, because I know sometimes when, you know, they're looking at places online and, you know, it's a matter of just checking reviews. But with AI and everything, you need to make sure that they're checking the right places. So I think having a travel agent there from the outset is great. There's also a really good, you know, the package holiday company TUI, they have a dedicated section called Scene Holidays, which cater for students of that age. Ideal for Leaving Cert students. You pay your €75 deposit. They have an app. The kids have the TUI app on their phone. There's 24/7 support in the resort. And they're all in these really, really lively areas, the Zantes, the places where the kids want to go. So you can actually book a holiday like that and still have your independence and still do all the wild things the students want to do. But they're just a little bit safer from a parent's perspective. Yeah. That's certainly what my son is planning for next year. And it's certainly what I'd be trying to persuade him to do.
Now, talk to me about the resorts that are hot this year. I mean, Magaluf used to be the place. Is Magaluf still a destination, or have the authorities kind of got browned off with the carry-on?
Yeah, no, it's still very popular. But again, because of some of the rules and regulations in place, like off-licences can't sell drinks after 9:30. And there are some kind of happy hour rules. There's no happy hours and things like that allowed. A lot of the students tend to go to the one place. It's called the BH Mallorca, which is like an all-inclusive resort for over 18s. They have like a water park on site. They have live bands, and drinks are included up to 9 o'clock. So that tends to be the one, mostly the place that the students go. It's really, really popular. And I think parents, it is kind of pretty wild if you look online, but I think at the same time, parents kind of like it because they're quite confined and they tend to stay there. Like Santa Pons is down the road, and, you know, it sounds like a little bit more Irish, a little bit more what Irish people are familiar with. But it tends to be, if students book that, they end up getting taxis into Magaluf to go to the top club. So, you know, if they're going to go to Mallorca, you might as well let them go to Magaluf, because they'll probably end up there anyway.
Now, Albufeira has been scourged by some bad behaviour by kind of Leaving Cert age groups. And they brought in rules for kind of decent behaviour.
Yeah, Albufeira is a funny one. It's really, really taken off in the last few years. I mean, Greece and Mallorca were the two main spots for a long time. And what I find odd about Isle of the Fair is it's such a family destination as well, particularly like at the beginning of July when lots of families are going. So I wasn't really surprised that they brought in these rules because, you know, if you're going on a family holiday and you're seeing, you know, gangs and gangs of students doing unruly behaviour, it's just totally not right for the area. So the rules are quite strict, actually, that they've brought in. It's like a code of conduct, they're calling it. And even from things like wearing bikinis or lads going around with their tops off, which is fairly common in 30 degree weather, they can be fined anything from 300 up to 1500 euros. And there's also fines for kind of any partial nudity or anything even more crazy than that. They can go up to actually 4,000 euros. So kids need to really be aware that if they are going to Isle of the Fair, which a huge amount of kids are going to, that there are these rules in place and they will be fined.
Yeah.
And they need
you can be done careful for what they call public sex acts. Now imagine going home to mummy and daddy and saying, or on the phone to them, I need 4 grand. Why? What did you do? I was involved in a public sex act.
I know. When it came out, people were sort of quite surprised. But I think given the actual, you know, the amount of families who go to that resort, I mean, the amount of top family properties there, 4 and 5 star hotels in that area. So I suppose they really had to do something. And, you know, lots of places seem to be following suit in that as well.
Now, there are some very straightforward tips. One, and it may be surprising, know the address of where you're staying, because if you do get lost late at night, at least you have it written down, have it in your phone, learn it off by heart even, so you know where you're trying to get to. Stick together in a gang. Don't lose one of the don't become the lost lamb from the flock because you happen to fancy someone across the room. The rest of them go home and you're left in hope, only to be disappointed. Do you know?
Yeah, I think I know what Jan said there, look, just kind of minding each other and, you know, knowing where everyone is the most important thing. And like I, you know, say to my son at times, you know, what's my phone number? What's somebody's phone? They barely know their own phone numbers anymore because everything is online.
Yeah.
You know, half the time, just simple thing like knowing the address if their phone goes missing, knowing, you know, somebody to contact. And there are lots of, I know some of the kids with their phones have location services turned on, and the Snapchat app or the Life 360 app is another good one. Might sound a little bit extreme tracking your friends, but if people are going off and you want to know where they are, it's a really handy way to know, you know, if everybody has their location services turned on, you know, where everybody is. And that, I think, because like that way, you know, you're drinking during the day, it's excessive temperatures. They don't tend to eat as much because, you know, things like that. So, you know, it is important to know where everybody is and kind of mind each other. I think that's the most important thing.
And sunscreen as well, and lots of water, because there's nothing worse than heat stroke and a hangover at the same time. It can kill 3 or 4 days of your holiday.
It really can. That sunstroke is the worst. And I don't think, you know, most kids, because they've been going away with parents, that, you know, who've been telling them every, you know, few hours to put on sunscreen, they don't know what it's like, you know. They don't believe it could be as bad as it actually is. So, yeah, that's a really important one. And just things like, you know, obviously swimming, you know, not drinking and swimming, you know, like it might just seem like so normal for people on during the day. But, you know, with that's something else. Just all these little things that you need to, I suppose, warn them about before they go.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much for that timely advice. Sarah Slattery, a travel expert, and Jen Hogan, Irish Times journalist and mother of 7. Lots of comments coming in and some very good advice from parents. I'll bring that to you a little later on.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.